This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, October 31st. Well, happy Halloween. We'll see what markets spook up today. Hopefully it won't be anything too dramatic. Yesterday, wheat markets continued their trajectory on the downside, just, you know, lightly, quietly slipping lower. And Kansas City putting in another new low. Chicago inching closer to those lows from a few weeks ago. Just not a lot of energy to this market at all. And it's just quietly working its way back down to those significant lows from the small grain summary and quarterly stocks report at the end of September. Corn and beans, too, were very quiet. Corn just trading kind of an inside day sideways. And soybeans started out a bit firm, couldn't quite hang on to it, ended up reversing down. First notice day today for November beans. We did see some deliveries offered by Cargill, so that's adding a little bit of pressure to the soy complex this morning. Yesterday afternoon, the progress reports show that winter wheat plantings are at 84% complete. They also put out their first condition ratings, 47% good to excellent and 18% poor to very poor. Pretty much in line with the long-term average, but better than where we were a year ago. Corn harvest at 71%, that's up 12 points on the week, still down about 3 points behind a year ago. Soybean harvest 85% complete, up 9 points on the week and 2 points behind the average or where we were a year ago. So for corn harvest, that's going to get slowed down here quite a bit. We've got snow across the northern plains. For North Dakota now, that snow is probably going to stick around, and that's going to make corn harvest a bit of a slog. In the Midwest, got a lot of rain that has come through. That's going to, you know, obviously stop field work. Plus, with the cooler temperatures, it just takes that much longer to dry down. So this last stretch of corn harvest probably is going to take some time to get done because of the abundance of moisture that we've received and are receiving here recently. In other news, there appears to be a private report talking about China's wheat crop being 20% damaged by rain, and that China's imports are going to have to be higher than they're going to have to be a record high. They're estimating China will need to import 12 million tons of wheat. USDA currently has them at 11 million tons. So far, they've already bought 2 million tons from Australia, 2.5 from France. They bought 500,000 tons from Canada and also 500,000 tons from the U.S. of soft red winter wheat. So it looks like they're going to have to be coming into the market more aggressively, for one thing. It's expected they'll probably take a little bit more French wheat and Australian wheat. And the estimate is that they'll probably come in for 1.5, maybe 2 million tons of U.S. wheat. So Russia, of course, is the cheapest offer, but they haven't completely approved Russian wheat imports. I had thought they had, but apparently they're not quite completely open to Russian imports, which explains why they're coming to all these other places. Transportation would be expensive as well, but it's going to be just as expensive to bring it in from France as it would be from Russia. So they do have some phytosanitary concerns about Russian wheat, which is interesting because Russia's pretty much been able to make inroads to markets everywhere else across the globe. But for whatever reason, China has not completely opened their market to Russian wheat. Moving on, we see that Sovcom is estimating that Russian wheat exports for October are at 4.4 million tons. That's just 100,000 more than they did a year ago. So they're keeping on a very steady pace for wheat exports. In Ukraine, they're estimating their wheat exports year to date for the marketing year at 4.5 million tons. That's down about 400,000 over a year ago. There doesn't appear to be a lot of other fundamental news out there, just pretty much the same fundamentals that we've been looking at here for a while. I think wheat will continue to drift lower. I think Chicago's going to find pretty solid support at those lows from late September. KC and Minneapolis continue to drift lower. KC is below those lows, but I don't see Chicago really getting a lot lower than that major low, but we'll probably come down and test, you know, in the near term. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.